putting hay up in a loft to store it. Have you ever heard of having a place outside other than the barn where you might keep hay just to kind of shelter, you know? Might be on four poles and have some kind of roof over it, put hay under that.
About that, but I know I've seen it in the barns.
When we were talking about where you kept your cows, what about where the hogs would be kept? What would you call that?
It'd be a hog pen, because the hogs run the pasture too. But now they'd have a place for the hogs. The wall wouldn't have the sheds for them to find pigs. They'd have sheds for them.
So the hog pen was just a place that was fenced in?
Yes.
Have you ever heard of, what about a place where you would milk your cows? Whereabouts would you milk your cows on the farm?
I don't know. Last time the cows would come up to the barn, come up where they have a usual place to milk them at, and I have seen them go down to the pasture and milk them, and then they come on back home and leave them in the cow.
Have you ever heard of a farmer taking his cows and pinning them up until they got a lot of manure there, and then using it fertilizer?
Oh, I've seen them clean out barns and spray fertilizer in the field. I've seen that. Clean out
barns, fertilize the field. What about, what would you call the type of farm where the farmer raises cows just for their milk and butter?
Dairy.
That would be a dairy farm. Do you have any of those around this part of Tennessee?
Yes, I know more about them. Sitting cows and stock anything around here. Folks, what I see is the hills.
Sees what?
There's the hills. I've been taking them Sunday. I saw some stock up there. Some pretty horses, I guess. It's where the train horses are. One man had a little girl on the prince horse, and he's leading. And I guess the train horses are there.
Have you ever heard of, in the days before you had refrigeration, people would take their milk and butter, you know, things like that that would spoil easily, and maybe take them down and put them in a stream of water to keep them cool?
Never heard of that. My mama would always put them, we had a pump. Mama would put them in a big bucket. And then put the butter in the jelly bucket and sit down in that water and put a brick on top of it. Keep it cool out there.
Did they call that place by any special name where they put their milk and butter?
In the warm weather they didn't. They just put in that water. Put it in the wintertime, you know, in the mill.
So they didn't have anything, any special name that they called it?
No, didn't have any tree there, coming up.
Have you ever heard of people putting their milk and butter down their well to keep it cool?
Some people may have, I don't know about that. Mama may have some power, but she went to bed. I used to always sit her up, get her to the pump and pump water.
Did you raise any cotton on the farm that you grew up on?
My dad.